It's Monica right here on the Good Morning Show. Don't take it personal. And she was, what, like 12, 13 when that song came out? Well, we got some young folks in here got her beat. They're even younger than her getting started on their way, on their journey. And we're very pleased to have them with us. They are pool or billiards phenomenons, and they are young folks right here in the area. We're very pleased to have them here with us today. We have D'Angelo, Jaws, and Frankie up in here. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. Good to have y'all with us today.
Yes, thank y'all for coming in. I'm so excited because I grew up watching my uncles play pool, and I was never good at it. I thought I was. I would use the opposite end of the stick, and I'd be like, look, I hit it. So to know that y'all have taken something that has just been a fun activity and a hobby into something that is professional at such a young age, I'm just so impressed.
Very impressed.
Thank you.
I need y'all to give me some tips.
She needs all the help she can get, and you got to be really patient with her.
You know,
it's all good.
It is about the children right now, Ty.
I know, it is about
the
children.
We can handle our off-air squabbles at another time.
I didn't start.
We've been doing so good today.
We were doing well.
All right, back to the subject.
You started it. So anyway, you know, shout out to you all for being here. So we have some questions we wanted to ask you.
Yes. First of all, how did this begin? Let's start from the very beginning with just getting a pool table. How did this start? What led you to that point to even say, hey, we want to start playing pool?
Oh, I saw my dad playing in leagues. I used to watch him when I was younger, and then I knew I could do it too.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So I was watching my brother play pool, and I really wanted to play too, so I just tried it. And then I got in leagues, and now I'm in big tournaments.
Awesome. Y'all are reminding me of my children right now. I'm looking at Christopher and Milani. It's literally how it happens.
Yeah.
So how are you able to balance your schedule with school and practice and tournaments?
So we do what we have to do in the tournaments, and then once we come back, we make sure we get all of our work done.
Okay.
Our extra work.
Wow, so our teachers know that we are that we play pool, and they're very supportive, so they give us extra time to turn in our extra work.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Now, y'all play all over the country. And you, D'Angelo, the top ranked player in the 13 and under division in the Junior International Championship. So congratulations there.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so what have been some of your favorite things about pool and billiards? And what are some of your future goals?
Well, my favorite thing about pool is that it's different from any other sports. And I like that you can play with your family, too.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest goal is to be one of the top pro ladies in the world.
Wow.
You're
well
awesome.
On your way at 9 years old, Frankie. That's
Jaws, I got a question for you. Now that you're gearing up to compete in an international open in Norfolk, Virginia, how do you prepare yourself for the big tournaments?
So we watch pro matches. I listen to Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker.
Oh, yeah.
I have my own music playlist.
What you listening to?
Yeah. I listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay.
What you know about that? What you know about Bone Thugs?
I know that's right.
That must be dad or mom right there. Bone, 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 bone.
Yes.
Ace Hood, Jadakiss.
Okay. You got an old ear.
Uh-huh.
Eminem.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
There's more, but Young Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about it. Probably.
Okay, so you get amped up to play pool by listening to that. You know, that's interesting.
Right. I love it. So the tournament's coming up this November, and to be able to compete at such a high level, expenses are pretty costly. So we want to help reach your goal. How can people help?
We have a GoFundMe, and you could put some money in there to help.
Okay, I just donated it. To your GoFundMe.
And what is the GoFundMe? Let's figure what you know. You got it up over there. Just donated. So
well, I'm on the page where it says a receipt has been sent to your email address.
Okay.
So give me 1 second.
Okay.
We'll
get that up in a second and let folks know about the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Any advice that you all have in the meantime of other kids who are interested in getting into pool and billiards?
I'll tell them to focus on their fundamentals because that's very important, and I'll tell them to train hard because you get out what you put in.
Yeah, you said fundamentals. How often do y'all practice? Like, how often do you play?
Like, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's
practicing
how you get good.
A league.
Yeah. And how long do you just play until you beat everybody?
until the match is over, basically.
Yeah. Well, if you play Miss Monique, the beautiful thing is you'd be done in like probably like a minute and a half.
I'm sure he would with you as well.
Yeah. Mine be a minute and 31.
Listen, seconds. I have a pool table in my basement, and I literally don't play. Like, yeah. I don't know how to play, but y'all have motivated me to encourage my children to start playing. Like, I love this. And I know that if my son, he's the oldest, starts playing, I know his siblings are going to follow suit as well, because that's just what they do, and that's what I love about, you know, children having that relationship. Yeah. And I can tell that y'all have been raised quite well.
Yes.
So kudos to the parents who are sitting right here. Thank y'all so much for coming in.
And real quick, you know, because you mentioned what, you know, you, D'Angelo, you saw your dad play. Frankie saw you play. And I see another one coming down the pike. Yes. Now, what's her name? And is she playing?
She's Demi Spain. Her nickname is the Unicorn.
Is she playing?
Yeah.
All right. How old is she?
Four.
Wow. She's four and already playing. Look at her. She's ready, too.
I love it.
Like, she's ready to go. That youngest one, I tell you, they always have that little something, extra little motivation. So we really appreciate you all, D'Angelo and Frankie Spain and the Spain family.
Yes.
Like we said off the air, we wanted to highlight the youngsters that are doing some good things, because they don't get enough shine. They don't get enough credit. You know, so we got to love. And there are more of our children doing the right things than not. And we need to highlight that. You know, it's important for us to put them on, put the spotlight on them, and to encourage them to continue to do what they're doing. And shout out to the parents as well, for being the strong backbone and the strong examples for them, and not just them, but other children and other families. So we really appreciate y'all, and we'll get that GoFundMe information out as well.
Yes, we can post. I'm actually going to take a picture with y'all, and then I'm going to post on social media with a link so that people can click and go right there. But I'm sure if you go to GoFundMe.com, you can search Jaws and Frankie Spain Travel Help, and it will pop up there as well. Unless is there another link? That's how you get to it. Okay, awesome. So, yeah, that's great. We're going to definitely post that. And I wish you well. This is amazing. How can we stay updated on your journey? Do you have social media or website?
I have Instagram. It's Jaws_Spain. And then my Facebook is D'Angelo Jaws Spain. And I have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
It's Jaws Spain.
All right.
And that's Jaws, J-A-W with a Z.
Yes.
Jaws, yes. Right.
And on behalf of the old people, I'd like to thank you for making sure you got a Facebook. So I appreciate that. We know that's the only people on there, us old people. We appreciate that. It is 9:15 right here on the Good Morning Show. My contribution as well. I got the GoFundMe page up. And Jaws and Frankie Spain family, appreciate y'all so very much for being here on the Good Morning Show.
Keep up
the great work.
Thank you.
All right, it's 9:15 right here on PGC on a Friday.
Yelling, scaring these children.
Eve. WPGC 95.